Jeffrey Epstein got killed today. They say he committed suicide. I don't believe
Whatever.
It.
Whatever.
I don't believe it. Not
he
that.
Was too much of a coward to commit suicide.
He was the Renfield, the procurer of kids for the sort of pedophilic murderous orgies that the elite have been up to. This is real black magic. The magic that these people are doing, taking the innocence of children, taking the lives of children to devour their life force.
Did you like it?
Got the Mentos song stuck in my head right
What's
now.
What's the Mentos song?
Mentos freshen.
I don't know that one, which is weird. Fucking... I know all jingles.
Bro. It's like a very European style ad.
Well, it's also like very 90s, like stuck in the 90s. The song is great, though. I can't wait to...
It hasn't been around for a while.
I feel like I've maybe played it on our thing before.
Damn.
It's the Fresh Maker, you know?
I do know that phrase.
You don't remember this?
I might know the chorus. No.
Wow.
I've never heard this.
Ooh, Japanese. That's going to stick with you.
That's
a very
beautiful.
Catchy song.
That does sound very 80s-y.
Oh, well, it looks very nice. I don't know if it is very 90s, but.
God, I love it. It's beautiful.
It's pretty nice. This is DigiReddit, by the way. Weekly podcast. We missed last week, but this is a weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad. Oh, goodness.
And this is okay. Dog boobs. Just a big old rip.
It was a wildly on-brand moment for you.
My free day down here. Third
this
base.
Is, if you can't tell, this is a night pod. It's got a lot of night pod energy.
There is night pod energy. Just
dog boobs is like full Rastafari right now.
Yep.
Dog boobs just crushed. Can we talk about it? Is it Hush Hush?
Oh, yes.
So maybe we shouldn't talk
about it. I crushed a can of Coke with my own tits.
Wow. Well, we can't say it out loud because it's hush hush.
Yeah, but don't
it's
tell.
It's a talent you want to keep.
Let's just say she's pumped on a lot of levels.
Pumped on pumped. A lot of
a
levels.
A lot of levels. We got Capo is back to sponsoring us after a lengthy legal battle. Yeah.
A legal battle and a probationary won. Period that they put us through.
Yes, exactly.
After
they asked
shit.
For a cease and desist, and we challenged it in court and won. So now we get to advertise it whenever we want.
It was that wingsuit commercial we did off the books.
Yes.
With
yes,
them,
exactly.
We said, chug yes. a bottle of Capo and wingsuit. Yeah, and they're exactly. like, guys, yeah.
That's our brand. Like, you can't do that.
So here's the thing about, so I got a couple of things I was going to say as a starter for this. So,
but you're not a man because you can't open this bottle.
Well, so this is kind of related, actually. So I just flew back from New York.
Okay.
And I woke up this morning and my fucking hands have been itching like crazy.
Itching.
My palms. So yesterday my middle finger on each hand was killing me. It was like itching. And I was just like, what the fuck
I
is going on?
I already know what you should do.
Oh, really?
But
then,
go ahead.
And then I woke up today and
Thank
my palms
you.
Are itching like crazy and they're so sensitive. So like I was just trying to open that bottle of Capo and it was actually physically hurting my hands.
What?
Yeah, and
okay.
I don't understand.
You need to take Benadryl.
Oh yeah, I'm taking Benadryl. I'm gonna take a bath when I get home.
Oh yeah, yeah. Self care.
Yeah.
Have you been masturbating charts? More than usual?
Because
you might the hair might be starting to come out of your.
Oh,
palms.
You think this is a moment?
Yeah.
This is finally,
this
the
is
hairy
like right
palm
before.
Whoa. Maybe
you know after you shave and your face gets itchy the
right.
next day.
Yes.
Maybe
that's possible.
That's freaky though. What does WebMD say?
Contact dermatitis is one popular opinion.
And you might have,
it sounds nerve related to me.
Yeah. You might have multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
Or shingles.
Or Jeffrey Gehrig's disease.
Jeff
That's
Gehrig's
what it's
disease.
Called, right?
That's Lou's brother. Yeah. He was just fat and drank too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But seriously, I think that's probably nerve related and not a skin thing.
Interesting.
Because the sensitivity and like, if you don't see anything visually like a rash, right. It's probably nerves.
Well, it's my palms, so I don't actually know what a rash would look like in my palms.
There would be some inflammation or redness.
There's a little bit of redness, but I think I'm having allergic reaction to something, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, or that.
I just don't, it's very odd. It's very strange. Huh. But anyway, so that was why I couldn't open that bottle.
Okay. It's That's a lot of words for, I don't know, out of the wine exactly. bottle.
So, but the second thing I was going to say, so we're talking about conspiracy today because we, you know, we weren't around last week. We actually recorded an episode last week, but it was kind of a dead episode. Like we were going to do one, and then we were kind of a combination of being late. I had a gnarly chest cold, and then we had to record remotely, so it just like didn't end up very good. So we.
And then you had a strange meeting with an Indian man.
Oh right.
Oh yeah. Glad you survived.
I had a date with an Indian man.
A blind date.
Yeah, I had a blind date with an Indian man at a coffee shop.
We right. should have asked you to check in afterwards to make so, sure yeah. he didn't.
And so, just to give everybody the backstory, you. Had a blind date with an Indian man. That's it.
Yes. So, well, it's actually not that far from like what you just described and what I'm going to describe, which is the reality, is like not yeah. that far from the truth. So I got hit up on LinkedIn mm-hmm. by an Indian person.
Okay.
And not like a racist, like it was an Indian person. It was like literally like
from the reservation.
Like people from India will okay. hit you up India. On, yeah. On LinkedIn often.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's mostly for like web services. I'm not entirely sure how they're yeah. finding me, but I got hit up by an Indian person, and this happens relatively often. And wow. this person was just very persistent. So I was like,
wow.
she was like, we're going to be in LA mm-hmm. in a few weeks. Can you meet with us to talk about your business goals? I'm like, I don't have business goals, but I will
but let's
maybe
meet
with you. Right. yeah. And then she's like, cool. I have you scheduled to meet with our CEO. And I was just like,
what?
Incarnation? Yeah. So I ended up going to this coffee shop to meet with this guy, and it ended up being a great chat. It was
wow,
a pleasant dude. But,
good.
But it was, but
it
yeah.
It was a blind date,
I literally
though.
Had a blind date with an Indian man.
Wow.
Like and his business is to help your business?
He's like a web developer guy.
That's God. Very interesting.
It was fascinating. It was like, it was a little bit of a, you miss all the pitches you don't swing at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ain't that the damn truth?
Miss all the shots you don't take.
That's
you
right.
You do. Yeah. You do. That's what Michael Jordan said.
That's right.
What he says.
It is true. Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
So I had that. And then the other thing. So we're talking about conspiracies today, but we're talking about conspiracies for a couple of reasons. So one, the obvious one, which is the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. We haven't gotten to really.
Jepstein.
And then also. You know, one of our more popular episodes was Marina Joyce from a while ago, Coon's age ago, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Remember,
which is
not a
racist if you're a listener.
Right.
No, we all know raccoons live to be about 200, so it just right, means a right. long time.
It means a little more than a fortnight. Yeah,
that's right.
But we talked about Marina Joyce, and then there was some breaking news on Marina Joyce. So we decided it was time to kind of revisit conspiracy. So this is conspiracy part two. And then probably also wandering into some just broad Epstein news and just like fucking it's night pod, dude. We're just catching up. We're hanging out. I have an allergy to something on my palms. I don't understand. We got to talk about it.
The incense candles going. We're just chilling in the garage.
It's feeling good.
You guys haven't talked about how clean my garage is.
Oh, shit. I didn't even
got rid of some boxes, right?
It's really organized.
The lamb painting is finally exposed.
Jesus Christ. What is the lamb painting?
Hello, Clarice.
Wow.
Did a lamb still visit you in your dreams?
Did that?
Is that a man painting or a lamb painting?
It's a man. It's a 42-year-old man dressed in a lamb who comes into kids' rooms at night. It's like the Tooth Fairy, but for creepy.
Is this the thing that you do to bribe your son
wow.
to do things?
Or I'll put the lamb back.
The lamb lady will come in the night.
Who the fuck made that, though?
That was a gift from Charlie's aunt.
Beautiful.
Maybe?
It's beautiful.
So this again is...
Showed up to the house, you know, and you go, okay, cool. I guess I got to put this
That's
on the
amazing.
Wall.
You have another moment. You have this golden moment that Dog and I may never have where you can literally... start a story in your son's life that will go for the rest of his life or until he's embarrassed in public by his friends when you go like, oh, I lost a tooth today. I got to put it under my pillow for the lamb man.
Yeah.
And people go,
it's a poof knife moment.
What are you talking about? Yeah. The lamb man. The lamb man comes in the
poof
night.
Knife.
Poof knife. For
comes in the night and he takes your teeth from under
Jesus
your pillow. Do you guys
Christ.
Not have a lamb man and be like, it's a fucking tooth fairy.
Except
Charlie.
He chews them.
Yeah. Yeah. He chews your teeth.
Yeah. Wow. He chews them into like a grit.
Don't you guys put your bones under your pillow for the lamb man?
Jesus Christ.
To crush your bones? Don't do that?
The creepy lamb man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he could be called out in college for the first time talking about it publicly.
Major poop knife moment. So you need to take advantage of this and propagate that story.
We will help if we're around him when he talks about it.
I don't know
by
what
reinforcing
a tooth fairy is, but we had the lamb man.
Lamb man. Lamb man. Wow.
I like that he's just like a creepy priest.
Yeah.
Some guy, you know, who stole the lamb from the
terrifying
manger.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he does the rest of the year.
Yep.
Hell yeah. So that's exactly the only night you can get away with anything is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So the other thing that I was going to bring up, which is actually interesting and pertinent to the conspiracy, and I've never had this, but I wanted to bring it up. I actually wanted to hit reply all up about it because it seems like I have to reply all story. But I had the strangest thing happen the other day when I was doing a Google search. I was trying to find the story of I told my friend that we do a podcast about Reddit, and he was like, oh, so you must know a lot about Reddit. Do you know about this story? And he was like, it was a story of the guy who found out his son was raping their dog or something.
Yep. That is like,
do you know this story?
A fucking famous.
Yeah. Super famous story. So
yes.
I didn't know about it. And I searched on Google. I was like, oh, I've never heard of this. I got to find this. And I searched Reddit guy finds out his son rapes his dog. And the first thing that popped up was a Google ad, and it said, child pornography is illegal. And that was it. That was like, it was framed as a Google ad. So it sat right under the search bar. And I was just like, wait a second.
Is it similar to when you like Google something about suicide and
the suicide
something will come
up
and it'll be like, hey, do you need someone to talk to?
Yeah, I think it must have been something.
It must
like
be
that.
Like trigger words where it's like someone might be up to no good.
But it really freaked
sure,
me out.
Yeah,
it was really
that's
weird.
Creepy.
It was like a very creepy moment. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. It's like it's hard to not search weird, complicated shit. Like I just searched the Lolita Express.
Oh, geez.
And I had this
yeah.
moment in my brain where I was just like, oh, I wonder if Google thinks I want that.
Did like a Travelocity yeah. site come up or like a kayak? Oh, yeah. Like.
No, I mean, it's all stuff about Jeffrey Epstein, obviously,
yes.
But I just thought it was a really fascinating phenomena of Google search that because it probably
yeah.
did do that. It probably found like the word rape or like son rape or something. And it immediately triggered like a child porn prevention system.
Yeah.
Which was fascinating.
Thank
you know?
God
which
you got
never,
that strongly worded
yeah.
fact about it being illegal, because otherwise you might have done
well,
something.
Well, immediately
yeah,
after
never
that,
worked.
I had to, like, I searched into Google. I'd be like, hey, Google, I was searching
like,
something
by
for
the
Reddit.
Way.
Search, yeah. Just so they're like,
you know, like they bring up Google
comedy.
Search histories and in like criminal cases sometimes.
Yeah.
You should just write sentences like to the jury directly
yeah.
now saying
yeah.
like, hey, I know I Googled,
yeah.
right.
you know, how to poison my kid. My kid.
I was like a Google story. It was a Reddit story. I was trying to find.
Yeah.
For
all we'd have
book.
To do is be like, yeah. Just we have a podcast
yeah.
and that's why I Googled all these horrible things.
Well, I used to actually do that when I was doing when I was actually a journalist. I was
yeah.
a professional journalist. I would have to find crazy shit. And so I had a folder on my, under my stories that was about the dark web.
Oh,
because
yes.
I was doing all that research for the
right.
dark web. So I had a folder that was literally like marked as like for journalism only or for
mm-hmm.
journalistic purposes or whatever, like images from the dark web.
Wow.
Just in
that's
case
smart,
that ever happened.
Yeah.
yeah. Cause it was definitely like, I realized I was like, I hope people don't think I'm
just
trying to
it.
Find this. I want people to know that like, I'm trying to figure out this story.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that happens is the case, but
were they like dead people pictures?
No. It was mostly like, the equivalent to Craigslist postings on the dark web where you would, but it would be for like kills for hire and shit like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That's
wild. But it was wild. It was very, very interesting.
Shit.
The lamb man killeth.
The lamb man killeth and the lamb man giveth.
Yep.
That's right.
The fucking
yes.
lamb man is going to become a thing now.
He takes your
glad.
Bones from under your pillow.
Yeah. He tickles all your bones right out of your skin.
That's right. Then he chews on your teeth.
If you don't shit in the toilet.
That's right.
Yeah. Charlie,
Cheech yeah. pooped in a toilet. Should we tell
Charlie?
Way to go!
If you do poop in the toilet, we will keep the lamb man from not taking your bones tonight.
We will continue to protect you from the lamb man.
Tickles your bones out of your body and eats them.
But you know,
unless you're a good
you
boy and you poop in the toilet,
I'll be powerless to protect you against lamb man.
Oh man,
that's so funny.
It's absolutely horrifying.
I don't understand.
We'll post a picture of Land yeah. Man because this thing is so scary.
He's really into right. witches right now, and so oh, I was nice. Like, oh, witches, yeah, tight. Roald Dahl, The Witches, greatest book ever when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I mean Aleister Crowley. You're like,
yeah, a metal.
Yeah.
Don't know what that
He's
is.
He's a famous Satanist.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
He's like the warlock of warlocks.
He just trump carded me. Is that word gone now?
Trump card?
I heard someone say like really my say Trump it. Move, and then they were.
I think we got to retake the word Trump. You know, because it's a definite verb, and we don't want to forget that.
Is there what's a synonym for Trump?
Hitler.
To top, like, but that's
good joke.
Oh shit! Hey,
hit a button. Nice.
Woo! Ha ha! Oh, do it! I didn't. Thank you for reminding me that I don't have my headphones on.
Yeah, racists. Wow. Synonym for Trump.
Heyo.
Witches. Anyway, we watched the Roald Dahl movie, The Witches.
It's pretty scary, though. It's
really scary.
Yeah.
Like the scenes where they turn into witches and they're like,
did Charlie get freaked?
He's super hooked on it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Once more, but I'm like, this maybe isn't good.
He's going to be into morbid reality.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know,
he might be.
Hope he's into Faces of Death and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Lemon Party.
Wow.
MD. Still on his mission trip in Uganda. Hope he's doing all right.
Man, that guy. What's going on the front page?
What's going on the front page? Yeah, let's get to this. I'm sorry.
Internet.
This is deep.
What is this podcast if you're a first-time listener?
Well,
what
did we do here? I thought we did the intro.
We did.
Yeah.
I'm just,
what do we do just for some listener?
I'm just trying to. Sometimes I forget.
We, I mean, you're coming
bumbling
in.
Bumbling our way through the internet.
You're coming in at a night pod energy, which is. Ranch Dressing Studios becomes fucking
Ranch Dressing Nightclub.
That's right. Ranch Dressing Studio 54.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. No, I wasn't. Thank you for doing it.
That's really funny.
There are a lot of serious things that happened this week.
Yeah. So we usually start with the front page, then we get into the topic of today. Like I said, today we're talking about conspiracy, the subreddit conspiracy, probably a little bit of the subreddit Epstein since it's pertinent to what we're talking about. And then we'll close it out with some randoms. But and obviously before we do any of that, we talk for 20 minutes about fucking pooping and landman and shit like that. So,
which is probably fine because like everybody is probably up to speed on the Epstein stuff.
Of course, exactly.
But you haven't heard our take on it yet.
That's right.
I also haven't heard the take on it yet, by the way.
So, good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what's happening on the front page, dog. Let's talk about serious stuff.
So shout out to the citizens of Hong Kong.
Oh my God. This is wild, right?
This is wild. And like Hong Kong is a city not unlike Los Angeles or cities in the United States. And these people are going to bat for their rights. Yeah. And like,
it's game on right now.
Fuck yeah. And you know what? Like something on Reddit that I appreciate sometimes is people that when you look at the top comment is just, I can't say anything except good luck to the brave people of Hong Kong. And it's true. It's like, we don't know the ins and outs. And it's okay to admit it. You know, I'm just like, wow, you guys are really amazing.
Right.
They're getting like hit with rubber pellets and tear gas and worse.
I saw an interesting post today actually on Reddit. I have to find it, but it was the post was basically be the America Hong Kong thinks you are.
God.
And it was it was a photo of the Hong Kong protesters holding American flags because there's still that brand of America being kind of the bastion of
democracy.
Which is interesting because I think as an American we are very rightfully cynical about kind of the current state of our world and our country.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think it is really interesting. It's a nice reminder that there are still places that A, have it way worse than us, and B, look at America as you have Hollywood and New York City and fucking Toledo, Ohio. You guys have everything.
Everything.
And I think that we shouldn't forget that, honestly, because it is actually very important. So
yeah, I started listening to a new podcast called Behind the Bastards.
Ooh.
Very good. I'm very new to it, meaning like I'm like 35 minutes into the first episode I've ever listened to.
Okay.
So I don't remember even the host's name. So I apologize. But
probably Ira or probably something like
really cool. They like go through the worst people in history and just give you all the background. And now I'm listening to Bashar al-Assad.
Real shithead, that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just stuff that you like, it made me realize I'm so happy that even as bad as things are for me and privileged and very lucky, I'm not living in a war zone, you know? That'd be like, I don't know, seeing what's happening in some place like Syria and all that stuff. I'm like, yes, it's bad. I don't think we should underplay it, but wow.
Well, I mean,
I'm so grateful.
You know, there are a lot of real sincere problems with America, and I think we have to recognize our own privilege in the matter. Like, I think we are we are three white people.
Yes.
We are three white people that are relatively, I wouldn't say we're upper class because I think upper class is such an unattainable thing these days. But, you know, we are working.
Yes.
Individuals.
That's true.
We live in California. Like, we have a lot of benefits, even though sometimes things are still bad. It's very important to remember that even within America, things are, we are fortunate, but also in the grand global scheme. I mean, I the fact that we don't, like, when we do protests, we do the fucking Women's March. You know what I mean? And like, people go, well, that was cool. I'm going to go get a latte afterwards. Yeah. Like, these fucking people in Hong Kong are like,
post on Instagram and do
like,
that.
Totally. And the thing that's interesting with the Hong Kong, and you know, to some degree, it's the anesthetizing of Americans, which I think is a problem. I think the fact that there are serious issues we probably should be protesting against to fix. Obviously, our government sucks and our president's an absolute monster, but, you know.
I got a thought on that.
Let's hear it.
My only thought, and this is maybe a more of an open-ended kind of question. Like, I know, like, the way the government works, it's like they kind of keep you so, like, just.
Right.
Just unstable enough where it's like, God, it's infuriating. But the reason why we're all not in mass rushing out, and because like if I got fired from my job, I'd be evicted within a month. Like I don't have fucking savings. Like I have a Gap card. Like I go to the Gap.
This is honestly the big
thing.
Can I
pay my rent in hooded sweatshirts?
This is a really interesting way to keep people motivated and moving. And you know, I mean, this is one of the big problems with. Like, this is in some capacity the best thing about America, but also as it pertains to Hong Kong. I mean, this is what's really interesting. I read an interview. There's an AMA, actually, on from a Hong Kong protester on Reddit today. And he was just like a protester. It wasn't like a prolific one. It was just like a guy. And one of the questions was like, are you worried that you're going to get fired from work for doing this? And he was like, no, I'm a student. I don't have a job. And I think about exactly what you said, where, you know, we have a gnarly homeless population in California. There's a lot of issues. I mean, if you get fired from your job, you don't have a lot of resources, you know, what's going to happen. I think that's a way to keep you truly anesthetized.
Yeah.
And it's easy for you to be like, we have massive problems, like climate change is becoming an issue. You know, there's a lot of racial inequality. There's a lot of gender-based inequality. There's a lot of like problems in general. I want to go fight it. I want to go fight the power. I want to go protest, but I really got to go to my job. You know?
Like, if I just don't show up for a week because you're sitting in City Hall, like, which is a noble thing,
right.
They'd be like, well, what the fuck, Aaron? Exactly.
Well, and that's the thing with, you know, the other, that's like the Syria and places that are, that, you know, sometimes, like in Greece, they had a massive economic collapse and then the protests were happening. You know
right.
I mean? So there were a lot of people that were like, this is some fucking bullshit. Right?
Had their calendars open up.
Yeah. And I think that, I don't know how it is in Hong Kong, but the Hong Kong thing is really interesting because it's been a protest unlike a lot of things we've seen. And it's been, you know, it has been violent, but it has been not nearly the kind of violence that we've seen in Venezuela and Syria and a lot of the places that have been Kashmir. Like there are actually true casualties. I think in Hong Kong, I don't think there have been any reported casualties.
No. Yeah, it is interesting to just like even just to take a step back and look at perspective, like get a perspective on it. Just the varying degrees of violence that people are put through in different places. But knowing like in your own experience, like this is the worst thing, you know.
Well, and it continues to go on. I mean, this is the interesting thing about that one. I mean, fuck, like we've been talking about Hong Kong for months, probably a month on this podcast. Like we've brought it up many times. I remember several episodes ago, I think you had brought it up, Fried, where he was like, we were just talking about the Hong Kong podcast or the Hong Kong protest. We're like, good on you, Hong Kong. Keep up the good fight. Let's keep going, right?
And the concern was, you know, they keep poking the bear, and China has a, you know, pretty low tolerance for this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll come in and run some motherfuckers over with tanks.
Yeah.
And they've already kind of released the tanks. I think they're on their way.
Yeah, they've released the tanks, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like people are overly concerned about the tanks right now, but they are a shocking image that I think contradicts the stance of Hong Kong, which is we are a virtually sovereign state. We just happen to have backing from China. And China goes like, virtually sovereign, huh?
Yeah.
We'll see how virtually sovereign you are, right? Yeah. Which I think is the big issue. So anyway, the first couple posts, actually the top two posts of this week are from the Hong Kong protests. One is Free Hong Kong Democracy Now. And the second one is a protester in Hong Kong today. Police shot my eye.
With the PayPay picture.
You know, and
fuck
that,
yeah.
And
way
that's
to make
fucking fascinating, right?
Take PayPay back.
Because this is the thing. It's like if you think of PayPay as the internet resistance.
Is it pronounced PayPay or Pepe.
Pepe.
Pepe. Pepe. Pepe. Pepe.
Pepe.
Pepe.
That's right.
Pepe.
But you know,
I like Pepe better. Like Pepe, pal me.
When was the last time you saw a woman
never
using Pepe as an icon of association?
Never, and that's why I stand this girl.
They're better memers over
She's
there.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, this is also one of those things where, like, when you see the waves of change and the way, you know, we talk a lot about how communities communicate on the internet. That's like kind of the point of this podcast, is going through these micro communities and looking at the way everybody communicates and looking at the subcultures that develop because of them. And Pepe has obviously a terrible brand because of 4chan and kind of some of that stuff. And now seeing it potentially being taken over because there's a specific association with what America does with Hong Kong, where they might view America as the bastion of democracy and free speech. And they take Pepe for kind of what it is at its core versus like the extremely toxic, lots of baggage shit that we think it is. You know what I mean? Cause you see things
Pepe's
like this.
Pepe's back, baby.
Pepe's back. But like, this is, if you just saw this image on a poster and a CNN commentator was talking about it, they would call it the symbol of the alt-right.
Yeah.
Like, that is how they label Pepe. True. But they're using Pepe. Like, this is a fucking teenage woman in Hong Kong using it as a free democracy protest sign.
It's right? Like, P.S., the West doesn't get to define memes alone.
Right.
Like, come on, guys.
Which is an interesting, I mean, that's a really fascinating idea that I think it's easy to forget.
It is.
I was talking to somebody about this the other day about how we, it's, I accidentally sometimes think of the internet as a, the internet in terms of internet culture as a Western or American culture, right?
Yeah.
Like, it feels American.
Mm-hmm.
Or it feels at least Western.
Al Gore invented it.
Well, Al Gore invented it, of course, right, so it is definitely American.
In his dorm room with nobody else.
But, you know, mm-hmm. we forget that
Sean Parker was there.
Things like this are, this is the, you know, the deep, deep Far East, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of interesting memes that have, that come from the Muslim world, right?
Yeah.
In the Middle East. And it's interesting to think that we have a massive blind spot on in terms of the way people interpret our communication, like our symbols and our images.
Yeah.
In their own way as like internet culture, you know, because Pepe is internet culture now. It's not a comic. It's internet.
And it's,
you know?
Like, okay, it's Western internet culture.
It's fascinating.
It's really cool. Cool.
It is really cool.
It is really
Predictions,
cool.
Predictions, over under. Will Hong Kong remain a sovereign nation?
I'm going to
say, by the end of this year, will they be
fuck
crushed?
Yes, because any answer otherwise is just being negative.
There we go.
And I really do like
Rastafari. That's wrong. Emma.
That was great though.
That's like the Family Matters.
Keep forgetting which one is. What's your? Is that one
top right? I think
called Jar Jar Binks.
That's what I was looking for.
Your
I was looking for Jar Jar Binks and clapping at the same time.
Humble servant. Oh my god!
I need to swap those goddamn things. Here's another. So. Here, this is so stupid that we would even be saying this, but it's easy to forget. It's fucking winter in the middle of Australia right now.
Oh,
right?
God, that's right. So, they're so high maintenance.
I know.
Jeffrey in his board shorts and his flip-flops is freaking out.
Jeffrey.
Only have rainbows.
There's a really cool video of tons and tons of kangaroos hopping around in the snow.
Oh,
this video made
God.
Me think of the apocalypse.
Damn.
Yeah, a little bit actually.
In that, I don't know if you guys remember one of my favorite movies, 12 Monkeys.
Such a good movie.
Where like the city's been contaminated and the animals have just like are running through New York City and it's snowing. And it kind of reminds me of that image.
Yeah.
These kangaroos just going for it.
Damn.
The animals will be fine, right? Like,
I mean, I know squids will.
Squids, they'll just get in their spaceships and cruise. They'll go to Walmart and be like, it's about time you guys died.
Yep. I'm not going to say this is top of the last week on the front page, but a lady did put a squid on her face to take a selfie.
I mean.
On vacation, and she ended up being poisoned by it.
As she should have been.
Yeah.
Do you think that squid's going on in my hands?
Maybe.
Because I was groping squid?
Were you doing some kind of a squid treatment on your skin?
Well, you know, there's this new thing I've been trying to do, squid treatments.
I think inside the squid's, like, where I guess we would consider it its butthole, but it's actually its face hole.
Yes.
Right.
Is like a bird's beak in there. It's like a mouth.
Yeah.
But I think it's this hard, beaky thing.
Is that how,
that's
is
really
that
cool.
If that wrapped around your face, the thing that would hit your nose is like a beak mouth that's like teeth sharp.
Man.
And it just doesn't sound nice.
No,
I do not think I've ever thought about the inner workings of a squid. A
couple college kids tried to sleep with one once. It was, okay. Everyone talks about it still.
That is a full-blown beak.
It's a beak,
it's
right?
It's a beak, guys. Wow, that's a fucking beak.
That's a...
Well, guys, squid have beak.
Well,
evidently.
Time to sign off because we just saw squid that. Beak for the first time.
Just learned.
But it brings it back to everything was a dinosaur, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That thing is like beak related.
Yeah.
Dinosaur adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens have beaks. Kids have beaks.
Right.
The internet has a beak. Tight.
So true.
Well, damn.
Well, yeah. So that's amazing. Lots of serious stuff happening on the front page.
Here's another one, by the way. It shouldn't be understated, but there's a lot of protests for fair elections in Moscow, too.
I saw that which was interesting, huh?
I know.
Which seems like Moscow is getting... I think there's an election coming up where Putin's up for re-election, which,
right.
I don't know, over-under, I say he takes it.
Yeah. I think he's going to probably win.
He's going to stay. I gotta
but
be honest. Yeah.
I think these guys are beefing up because they want, obviously, fair elections. And
yep.
I don't know. Is Russia more unstable than
right.
yeah.
I think? I mean...
Well, shout yeah. out to user BessOnly11.
Oh, he's in yeah. the labor camp.
There, he's like, I think, second in the comments. Top comments. Right. I'm from Russia. It's really fucked up here. Masked police burst into the houses of the opposition, undergo Jesus night fuck. Searches. Some of those arrested went on hunger strike in protest. People are arrested simply for covering protests.
I mean, that,
I assume as journalists.
And that is the Russia we know and love.
Like, no.
That is exactly what Russia sounds like.
Yeah.
And this is the other interesting thing about the Hong Kong protest that I've actually really admired is they're choosing really interesting tactics as smart and peaceful strategic protest measures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw one thing today. Yeah. So in that AMA, the guy was saying, everybody's saying don't bring your cell phone with you because China's setting up these towers that can track cell phones. So nobody brings cell phones to the protests so that they can't be tracked, which Whoa. Is one of those
Old
things
school.
I'm just like, wow, interesting.
That is interesting.
And then
coded messages.
Totally. And the Hong Kong protesters have occupied the airport. So all the flights are canceled, which
yes.
has this wild, this has this huge economic economic problem. And then
yeah.
I'm also seeing that they're pulling out.
That's a great plan for us.
Yeah, I know. They're pulling out Airports. Tons and tons of American money. Is like they're getting all their money out in American money so
Whoa.
That they mess up the economy.
Wow.
So it's things like that that I'm just like,
those
wow,
are clever.
You guys are very clever. Yeah, you're
always,
like an interesting
I'm sorry.
Thing.
I was about to say something racist. They've always been smarter than us.
It's not racist when it's a compliment.
It's
I think
a compliment. Like,
I think it's how it works.
That is so fucking clever, and that's the way to do it. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, yeah. I still am imagining, like, getting out. Like, we're still out there in our pink pussy hats and our signs, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's great. But like, it's not doing anything.
There are some things wrong with it, to be honest. I think it really is like not. It's self-aggrandizing. It's self-celebratory instead of protesting.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
what,
my
pussy hatting.
Just yeah. like the way that we fucking protest, dude. It's like the idea that you go out and you just like take an Instagram photo of being like, women need to vote, and there's like this beautifully framed photo, and you're just like.
Yeah.
Dude, like that's the whole point of you being there
Total.
Is self-congratulatory. Like that, you're not there because
yeah.
you give a fuck about the topic. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
People like I feel like the real reason people are like, should I go to the rally or should I go to the march or not? Like the ultimate decider is, well, are people going to think bad of me if I don't post a picture from it?
Dude,
like that
honestly,
is the ultimate deciding
and
factor
fucking
for
ridiculous.
People are.
And also, I want to be able to say I went.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly.
Like, I want people
exactly.
to see that I care about issues. Like it's not caring about issues, but
it sucks.
I'm
man.
Not coming from a place of a moral authority here. Like I recognize those exact same motivations in myself sometimes. Facts.
I don't know any stories right. from, cause I'm a man and I feel like I just wasn't included, but
right.
I want to hear some stories from people that went, like, I've heard Woodstock stories.
Right.
I've heard, stories from Lollapalooza. Like, what happened at the Women's March? Like,
oh,
what,
I went.
Did some crazy shit go down? What happened?
No, nothing crazy, no. Dude. Everybody, literally, again, it's like everybody is just fucking congratulating themselves.
You didn't bum rush a fence or anything? Yeah. Nobody bum rushed anything?
Like, no.
It is a protest.
Fully symbolic.
Yeah. Did you drop any shrooms or was anybody tripping hard?
I wish nothing. Not.
It is.
My boss at the time knit me a pussy hat, which I'm pretty sure is not kosher with HR.
It was laced in wool. Nice.
But I love
Was it a guy? Was he a woke guy?
Was a girl.
Hey, listen, like, you know.
He's like, I can come over like later and drop it off at like 11 p.m. if you want. It's like,
hey, ladies of the office, I'm making personalized pussy hats. So just send me a pic and I'll be making those hats.
I'll pop over deliver it.
There's the altruistic part of it is like in that, from my own personal experience, is like, there's a part of you too that's like, I want to be there just to add to the size. You know, like they just need numbers and like a picture's worth a thousand words. And, you know, that I think was like probably from an outsider's perspective, like the only thing that the Women's March accomplished was that it did show impact of how many people were pissed. But that's kind of it.
But
it showed impact.
But is pissed what they were? Like, that's the problem.
That's true. It's like, for the purposes of the few that are going to leverage that image for policy changes and shit, cool. But yeah, the people that made up that group, I'm sure 60% were like Snapchatting the entire time.
And that group is like in tatters too, right?
Which group?
The Women's March.
Yeah,
group.
Right.
There was like a whole fracturing there. Between
there was some drama because minorities. The head was like being racially not cool.
One chick,
that is different than racist.
Yeah.
Racially uncool is.
There was like it all fractured. It turned into a goddamn high school catfight. I'll say it. I'm the only one here. It got fucking girly up in there.
There, said it.
I said it.
Yeah,
everyone started fighting.
Those are the kinds of infights that. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I mean, I think the different ways that different. I mean, when the stakes are not high, it's easy to protest. For the wrong reasons, you know what I mean? Here's some other things. So this has been a very, you know, this has been a serious week, but it's also, it's been some of the things that have come from it. I would say serious 2 weeks, right? But some of the things that have come from it have been clever takes on it. So another thing that I don't think we talked about because I don't think it had happened yet. Actually, I know it hadn't happened yet because I remember we posted on Monday. It was right after the shootings, right?
Oh yeah.
So we haven't actually talked about the shootings, right. Which, you know, we don't particularly want to, but one of the byproducts, of course, is
we're past our week of caring.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus fucking Christ.
Back to that Epstein story.
Yep.
But it really affects nobody.
Dude, even the Epstein thing, we're almost at the point where
we're almost over that one.
Yeah, we're almost at the point now where we're just like, cool. Like, well, move
Epstein,
on. Yeah.
I mean,
we're slightly into
fucked.
Wondering what Miley and Liam broke up about.
That's right.
That's the next one.
Yikes.
Mark my words.
Juicy.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I feel bad about Liam. Just he seems like such like a simple country guy who's
real nice guy,
real nice fella,
a real nice fit, a nice bloke.
I hate to see that he gets split up during his winter too. You know, so cold
in the cold winter. I know.
It's like lesbians are always coming in and just like ruining stuff for straight.
Is that her thing?
Straight white men. You
know? Yeah. I don't know why they broke up, but there was a picture of her making out.
I think
I'm overstating it. They were kissing in a picture. She was with Brody Jenner's ex-wife, who is Kim Kardashian's half-brother, who was in The Hills.
Oh my God.
And then there was another picture of Liam butt-fucking Brody too, right?
Yeah.
Which,
like, raw dog and Brody.
That was like, this is why.
That was like a,
that was big.
That was like a payback picture. It was right. Like, well, I'll show you.
Exactly. Honestly,
my goodness.
Like, he tried to play it off, but that picture of him being raw dogged was, you could tell the motivation there was just
it.
To get
like,
back at her.
This
he didn't
how,
really, you could tell he
was
into it.
How in the world did we go here from the protest conversation?
Yeah.
Because it's the internet,
it
and all
internet.
Things
that's
go
true.
To boofing.
Damn.
That's true. That is actually
and it's a
not
Friday night pod, guys.
It.
I mean,
Friday night pod, dude. Fucking Capo's at a wine.
Take your sweats off, man.
Capo, listen. Let's do a really quick shout out. Capo's at a wine.
We're enjoying the rosé tonight, and we have a backup bottle of Sauv B.
Right. And I just want to say, I just want to say that if you ever take us to court again, we are not afraid to bring the big dogs.
That's right.
Wait, commercial break music.
All right. Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
Commercial break music is the hamster wheel.
We missed that. We need that sheet of paper again.
I slammed it, dude.
No,
you want to actually shout it out instead of just making fun of the brand.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's fine.
The directions on the back say, according to Surgeon General, woman should not drink alcohol.
Woman?
What?
Woman should not drink alcohol. Ever. It's all in the first
person. It ends there.
Ever.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
That's why we love this stuff, guys.
Yeah, capitalism.
It's for dudes and dudes only. This is why we get sued by them all the time.
Yeah, that's why the labels are so crazy. It says, like, extreme rosé.
Yeah, Capo Zeta's like, do not let dog boobs drink our wine.
She's not.
How many times do we have to tell you?
It also says, consumption of alcohol can impair your ability to drive. Car.
Okay.
Is that how it's punctuated?
Or
does it have the weird pregnant pause?
Or operate forklift.
Oh, only a forklift. Forklift.
You know, they never mention cranes, and I feel like the crane is the one you're...
That's going to cause some
Oh, but the good news is it does contain sulfites.
Right.
Which is nice.
I've always liked the sulfites.
Me too.
Which is good for itchy hands.
Very true.
Is it true? Because I fucking got itchy hands right now.
Yeah, I mean, you probably got them in the sulfite mines.
Oh, it's true. Sulfite mines. All right, so really quickly, I wanted to end the conversation. So we were talking about the shooting. I don't want to talk about the shooting. The thing that's interesting that has come from that, though, is all of the conversation about video games, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are again fucking circling the drain
I'm
of
like,
our own
is
dystopian
it 1980 fucking nine? Like,
yeah, I know.
This is literally Nancy Reagan.
I know. So people are out blaming video games again. And so the internet has like wizened up. Instead of it being like, here's why video games aren't violent, now we're just seeing like the satirical, like memeified logic.
Yeah.
That's so,
but the like term. Video games is such, it's always been big business, but it feels like it's such more solidified big business now.
Oh, there's no putting that horse
industry,
back in the cage, my friend.
No putting that.
No
that
putting. Hold on. No putting that horse back in the cage.
Yeah, back in the hamster cage.
What?
No putting that Will Smith back in the bottle. You know what I mean?
Woo!
Woo!
The genie back in the lamp.
Can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Right.
I think the video game industry, I don't know if it rivals the gun industry in profits. I mean, maybe, right?
Probably more.
Oh,
big
I think
video
we're getting
game?
Close. I think we're getting, I mean, we're definitely getting there.
But no one's selling video games to other countries for like billions of dollars.
Yeah, they are. What are you talking about?
Maybe,
yeah, dude,
maybe you could say like
video games are multinational companies. They make
what?
The winner of the Fortnite World Cup made $5 million overnight.
He got swatted this week.
I know.
Which is
another story. You know what else is crazy on that? He got swatted and it was on SportsCenter. Like, they talked about it on ESPN.
Because Fortnite's a sport.
Well, now we're at this point where video games are so, it's such a big thing. I mean,
UFC is on there and video games. Mm-hmm. It's that's what ESPN is.
There are
is
new
now.
Sports now
it
that are
It basically is
yeah.
athletics. Honestly, it is.
It's so, not basically, it is.
But the video game industry is sort of pushing back on this,
right.
this thing, this narrative now. And they're like, guys, like, we have lobbyist power, influence, like, back the fuck off.
Yeah.
And so that, it doesn't feel like that argument, it's bullshit anyway, but it also feels like it's sort of being squashed by
it's being squashed
the size
a lot
of the
more
industry.
Aggressively at this point.
And you didn't see that before.
No.
Yeah, I think back in the day it was actually kind of like, does it or does it not?
And there was
now,
nobody to sort of be in charge and speak up against it.
I mean, this is my obligatory blame the fucking boomers, but like, this is such a fucking lazy boomer comment too. Like, you know, there is not a single goddamn person under the age of 40 who has said video games are causing this violence.
Ever.
Like, it is exclusively. Yeah.
You know what they cause?
Yeah.
I would say they would cause not getting laid a lot.
Yeah.
Is one thing, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, when you
maybe
think
greasy
about
thumbs.
It,
maybe,
when this
yeah.
entire idea came
Itchy
out in
hands.
The 80s, they were able to kind of pull the wool over everyone's eyes because video games were brand new concept
totally.
And like.
And they are violent. Like,
and they are
violent.
So
like,
it's like, maybe I could kind of see that. It's been debunked. The only people who might still believe that are also geriatric and like losing their minds.
Right.
So
meanwhile,
fuck off.
Like
so
off.
Silly.
Meanwhile, take these pills, which I voted for.
Right.
And have this gun, which I'm cool with.
Fuck's sake.
You're like, what? No.
What?
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
It's bizarre.
Come on.
Well, fuck that. That's fucking dumb. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
The Jepster. Jepperino Steen to the Jeff.
Slash conspiracy, because yeah, we've got Marina to cover as well.
Fuck that guy. Can we talk about getting your getting our friend in here?
Yeah. Our friend.
She or he is not being extremely responsive. We'll work on it throughout the episode.
Okay.
And maybe when the pizza comes.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. They'll have to come in.
They.
Right.
They. We don't use pronouns in this garage.
Oh, we fucking don't.
Yep. All right. So let's. So we covered conspiracy very early in our pod, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a very. I mean, as of right now, I think. Let's see. Use a subreddit style. I mean, we're hovering around a million, right? Like 950,431 free thinkers, which I love that. This is so funny. and then
I mean,
there are 4,000 here right now thinking freely.
Whoa!
I know, it's a big numbers, but the top posts as of right now on this past week are almost exclusively about Epstein.
Shit!
And for good reason, right? I mean, there's a lot to be said about this,
guys.
And,
I mean, this stuff has been being shouted about by Alex Jones for years.
Are you
in a weird way?
Are you info-warring us right now?
Are you?
I think Alex Jones.
Alex Jones apologist.
Is everything he said is
I'm
right.
Saying,
the man pigs.
I'm just saying he's not that bad of a guy.
The
you
sex
know?
Rings.
Yeah. The 30 to. Is your man 30 pigs
to 50
the
30 hogs.
To 50 feral hogs reference?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite
That's
thing.
The best,
oh my
God. That's the
week
best thing
two.
On the internet.
It's, wow. I'm seeing
I like the guys like, well, actually, where I live on my ranch, I have to kill 30 to 50 hogs at any given time, and I need an assault rifle.
Yeah, for my 1 to 2 children.
Do people,
playing
do
in the
people
yard.
Know this? Do we need to explain this?
Maybe we need a quick
yeah, okay.
Maybe.
So this is about we're backtracking a little bit, but this is when the school and the shooting happened, right, with the assault rifles. Because that was part of the big story about this recent shooting spree with the El Paso and Dayton is, I don't know if both of them did, but one of them used an AR-15. So it was a big thing about assault
but the other
rifles.
One was like an AK-47. So it was
or
like,
yeah, it was one of them. I think maybe it was an AK-47. But
they're both
assault
designed
rifles.
For war.
And everybody was obviously being like, you don't need one of these. They're solely designed. They're called assault rifles. You kill people with them. And then somebody in a Twitter thread threw out.
I
gotta be honest. I don't disagree. Dog, go for it.
Legit question for rural Americans. How do I kill the 30 to 50 feral hogs that run into my yard within 3 to 5 minutes while my small kids play?
And you know what? He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I mean, you're not going to do that with
a
single shotgun. So
I got a kid and I was like, fuck, this guy's right on it. Like, of course I would have that if I lived in that situation.
I'm honestly, right. I'm ashamed of our country because if there are Americans out there that are faced with this reality, like, why aren't we not protecting them? This
poor
guy.
Blame it on the Spanish, you know.
Well,
I mean, they brought
the
hogs over
right.
in 1635. Yeah.
So, and
more
this
people
is,
should be aware.
And I love one of my favorite meme formats, partially because it's text. Is your child texting about right?
Oh
so
yeah.
Is your child texting about 30 to 50 feral hogs? So, OMG, opening my gate. CBA, children be accessible. FML, 5 minutes or less. SMH, scalding many hogs.
Whoa.
OMFG, obey my feral guys. So the feral hogs thing is fucking wild. But anyway, wow. So back to Epstein. So the Epstein thing and conspiracy in general. So, you know, we've talked about last time we talked about conspiracies. My opinion tends to be everybody has a conspiracy they subscribe to. Right. And mine, as is well documented, is Magic Johnson never had AIDS.
Yeah, that's
right. Talk about this a lot. Didn't have AIDS. It was a PR stunt to make straight people realize they
can
get AIDS too.
I'm big AIDS. I come to Magic Johnson.
Right.
I've got a lot of cash.
Right.
AIDS.
I go
big AIDS.
I go, Magic, I know you're already a billionaire, but how would you like to be a double billionaire?
How would you like to own a 24-hour fitness in Inglewood?
How
That's
about
right.
that?
And
right.
a chain of Fatburgers.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
And he says, I'm listening. And all they say is, all you have to do is tell everybody you have AIDS.
And he's like,
in the height of your career.
So,
and he accepts the offer because he knows America's obsession. See, it's actually diabolical.
It is.
Get them fat on Fatburger,
right.
Then sell them the gym membership.
Right.
Yeah, duh.
What? Yeah. I mean, that's the back end of the conspiracy.
Oh, wow. I guess that's called business strategy.
You know what this is? Do you know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
One hand washes the other.
Oh, whoa. Right.
You
yeah.
Think you think I'm trying to burr the cow?
Yes. I actually was literally thinking of like putting latex gloves on. And I was like,
I wish
what?
I could do that motion, but my hands hurt very bad.
Yes, right.
So I can't even wash. Just, can't even
you need to go to a doctor, by the way.
No, I think they're, I think it's an allergy. I think I'm allergic to jazz.
It probably.
If it still is tomorrow, go to urgent care.
I stayed at the Roxy Hotel in New York.
Oh, and it's an STD.
An amazing hotel.
Yeah,
but then I went down into the Django room.
Mm.
Saw some live jazz.
No.
Woke up this morning, swollen hands.
Allergic to jazz.
So I got to be honest, I'm allergic to jazz.
It was HPV.
Oh, okay.
It was HPV.
Different conclusion.
Have you been to Vibrato here in Los Angeles?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's a jazz club?
It's a jazz club up in like off Mulholland. It's like,
oh my God, does Jeff Goldblum play there?
Pretty much he hangs out there.
Fuck
but it's where like whoever the producer of Golden Girls is,
right.
He's like got a ton of money. That's where he hangs out. Right.
So this is what you just did to me, right? Yeah. I go, hey, I found out the other day that I'm diabetic. You go, yeah. Oh my God.
You should come to the Hershey's
There's
factory.
There's this amazing cupcake factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me, you gotta go.
You should come with me. Yeah. Not that I'm trying to kill you.
Right.
Because I think you're a great guy.
I'm allergic to jazz, man. Why do you gotta bring it up like that?
Yeah.
Because it's a
Don't
great
tell
place.
Me about the best jazz club in LA after I find out I'm allergic to jazz.
We'll see how much your love for it actually is.
That's fair. All right. So
I can't get enough.
Okay. So,
but it'll kill me.
So Jeffrey Epstein. So
jazz is your kryptonite.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about Marina Joyce and Jeffrey Epstein, because I don't want to exclusively talk about Jeffrey Epstein. But
we were
saying everybody has a conspiracy they subscribe to. Typically, mine is only Magic Johnson never had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think I'm a pretty hard Jeffrey Epstein was murdered.
Right.
Like I'm pretty on that. And I don't think it's necessarily as clear cut as people think it is. I don't think it was like, you know, like he's in a cell one day and he's just like putzing around and somebody goes in and offs him.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more like somebody, I don't remember what, I think I was listening to the last podcast on the left and they brought it up this way, where it was a little less like, hey, you're going to do this, a little bit more like, hey, you've done your duty.
Yeah.
You know that when it comes time, you're going to have to kill yourself or you're going to be killed. So Jeffrey Epstein in that moment, like somebody was just lazy guards.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, if you're a supervisor and you go,
you got paid off like 50 grand to walk away.
If you work at the Manhattan fucking jail.
Hell yeah. I'm taking that bribe.
And your fucking job is just to like stand around and watch a guy. And somebody comes up and goes like, listen, I know you make $14 an hour.
I need new rims. Of course. I'm taking the money.
Here's $100,000.
I want an Escalade. Maybe like a 2009 Escalade.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we haven't seen the video, you know, it's very suspicious.
We don't even know he's actually dead. I mean, the deep conspiracy is that he's still alive and he's,
if you want to go really that way, but, so let's talk about, I feel like I'm dominating the conversation a little bit right now. So why don't you guys, let's get in a little bit to some of the conspiracies surrounding him as profiled on the conspiracy subreddit, since we do need to talk about the conspiracy subreddit.
I'll bring you a conspiracy straight from the lips of Dog Boob's mom.
Okay.
Ooh.
I was
cheeky.
Is that her username?
Yes. Dog Boob's mom. I was sitting on her couch last week or whenever this happened, Saturday, Sunday. And I was like, oh yeah, no way. No, I swear to God, they got this guy out of prison alive and they shipped him off and he will never be seen again. They're like, have you seen pictures of the body? Then the next day, pictures of the body come out.
Right.
But the picture of him that came
out—we all know what the sex dolls, capability are.
First of all, it's probably a sex doll,
probably a real doll. Yeah.
Second of all,
is this going to be talking about his nose shape?
No, more so like if you fucking hang yourself, your face is going to be blue.
Right.
Your eyes are going to be bulging. Your tongue's going to be sticking out.
Right.
He looked like he was just like
hanging out,
Sleeping Beauty, just
chilling,
totally relaxing. He looked pretty at peace with his decisions in life.
Central casting. That guy was playing a role.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
We got a job for you, Mitch. Yeah. What is it?
What?
Well, it's it's a lookalike.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can never be seen again.
Yeah. You got to keep hush hush. There's an NDA. Yeah.
Right.
It's fine.
Pays $150.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it. So she was like, well, why would they show his face? Why would they show his face?
Right.
And like that face doesn't look like someone who just hung himself. And I feel like the fact that they showed that face is to put to bed the conspiracy theory that he didn't really die and that he was shipped off to little baby St. John's.
And we're not tired yet, okay?
But guess what? Not tired.
Here's the other fucking thing, dude. Every time we see, like, is a photo really evidence?
No, because like, I've seen things photoshopped.
Jesus.
You can't, no. Like, you can do anything.
The deepfake world of today? True. I mean, I need 4K minimum.
We
right?
know yeah. plenty of people that can Photoshop a dead body's fucking face.
Easily.
I mean? Like, we know lots of people.
I could do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but in dog booths, she could design a house for him.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yep.
What do you want?
So what do like, you
it's just,
want
it's one of those
us?
Things where you just think about it and you're just like, I don't fucking, I just like, it's hard to believe that that would ever be a thing. Right?
It is.
So yeah, I mean, in regardless, even if it was a thing, it still remains like, you know, okay, let's say he did kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. Like why was he allowed to kill himself?
Right.
Right. Like
even if he did kill himself, fall on the sword, so to speak.
Right.
It's like, it was because of intense corruption that he was even in that fucking
exactly
had that
exactly.
opportunity. This is really similar. Have you guys ever heard of Natasha Jait? J-A-I-T-T?
No.
Mm.
So this is an anecdote that is very closely
that's
related.
Jait?
I don't even know, because Argentina, you'd think it would sound a little Jait. Different. But
it's like Jait, but in Argentinian.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's something I wouldn't have known about unless I was digging into the conspiracy subreddit. But it's actually I think it's like the top of this week or something. So this was like a model / like well-known like kind of celebrity. Right. And she was a whistleblower that exposed high-level pedophile rings involving like politicians, movie stars, the Pope's friend, other celebrities. And she did it. She like blew the whistle on them and she posted a tweet that was like, warning, I am not going to kill myself. Right. I'm not going to die of a drug overdose or drown in a bathtub. And I'm not going to shoot myself. If this happens, it was not me. Save this tweet. She's dead.
Of course she's dead.
They Epstein'd her. That's what they're saying. Calling it Epsteining.
But here's the thing is like, how do we, like, this is the problem with conspiracies is like some of them, they may be true.
Yeah.
But we just don't know because like there's so many ways to fake reality.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a sick game. Like, the further into the future we get.
If I'm a celebrity and someone releases my sex tape, I'm going to fucking put something out and be like, is deepfaked. Look how close this is. This
exactly.
is clearly deepfaked, right? And so you'd see the same thing with conspiracies. You just go, hey, listen, like, yeah, I get that this is the tweet that came up,
mm-hmm.
but like we're talking about it right now and I have absolutely no evidence that somebody just didn't Photoshop that.
No, none of us, and in fact, nobody you know, except for one special guest,
right.
has ever come into real contact with any of these people and will right. never. I mean,
yeah.
you'll never ever see a politician you vote for.
Like, no.
Right.
I saw Obama before he was president.
What were you doing hanging out in Obama's house?
He did like a high school speech.
Taking the Lolita
speech.
Express over yeah. at Obama's house?
I'm the pilot, actually, for the
I was,
Lolita
see,
Express.
I got into paddleboarding okay. in the Bahamas,
yep. right.
and I got way off course.
Way off course.
By the
I
way,
washed up on this island. I said, you guys got any bottled water?
I love that when people were talking about the FBI raid, they were just like, yeah, we just were hanging out, like, eating fucking tacos and, like, you know, we just ordered a plate of tequila or taquitos. And then, like, the FBI comes and, like,
damn.
Tells us to fucking put away our taquitos.
Like, where, fuck this.
Because when they raided his apartment.
Oh,
right,
all
his,
the workers were there?
His staff.
Well,
they raided his like, Caribbean island.
Yeah, I saw them.
And all the vacationers were just like, we're just trying to have a nice time.
Oh,
and then out of nowhere, all the FBI comes.
Just trying to have taquitos
comes,
and you guys.
Oh, so he doesn't own the whole island. It was
no,
there was, like, other
But there are other islands. So they were, like, they saw it all
got
happening.
It.
Like, if
got
you're,
it,
like, pontoon boating out in the ocean, you're just like, wow, this is really, is that the FBI?
Right.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's going a little fast in the harbor. It's 5 knots. It's
so this is a fucking, this sums up. So there are a couple things of, this is what's so interesting with the Epstein thing, right? And I think that we should probably, this really should be the focus of kind of the way we view this conspiracy sub is like, conspiracies are those things where you just go like this. There's a meme right now. It's like a guy holding a sign. It says not usually a blank guy, but geez. And they filled in whatever that blank was with conspiracy. So not usually a conspiracy guy, but geez. And then the title of the post is everybody after Epstein's suicide, right? Suicide in quotes. And that's kind of the attitude of all this where it's like, I would never in a million years be like, dude, lizard people run the government.
Yes.
Like, Pizzagate was real. But it then was, all of a sudden, this
kind of was. Like, Pizzagate was real.
This shit happens, and all of a sudden you go, I mean, I've never been a conspiracy guy before, but like.
You know whose opinion I want to get on
nuance,
this?
You know?
I fucking want to hear Captain Ron's opinion on this shit.
Me too.
Oh, our boy?
Yes.
Roy?
Our boy in Florida.
Because here's the thing.
We actually should talk to Roy about this.
We need to know.
I would really love to. Let me send him an email while we're actually talking about this.
Please do, because I feel like he'd have quite the take on the Clintons, obviously, because of his predilections.
Yeah, of course.
Which I want to fucking hear. Yep. Because I think the Clintons, again, I think Bill Clinton did ride the Lolita Express.
Oh, for sure.
28 times.
Oh, yeah. It's actually fact, right?
We've only done this podcast
121 times. Yeah.
Jesus.
I haven't flown on a plane with my wife more than 21 times.
Yeah. No, 121 times. That's the number?
Just 28 times.
We have done this podcast 121 times. He wrote the Lolita Express.
That's a lot of times to go on a plane with somebody.
Well, let's put it this way. At that point,
who have you ever been on a plane?
At that point,
that
it's habitual. Well, anything. Yeah. Anything you do 28 times.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, that's a routine. I've been to In-N-Out 28 times, people go, oh, you really like In-N-Out, don't
you? Yes.
You know? You go.
Yeah.
He's there. Yeah. He's got a thing. Probably like
52 weeks in a year. I mean, that's every other week.
Well, I mean, how many things have you done voluntarily 28 times? Like, I'm trying to think about this right now. Like, I've never seen a band I love 28 times.
Nope.
I've seen at least 28 shows in LA, but then people go like, you go to a lot of shows, don't you?
Right.
Because you're into music.
At least 28 shows. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like going
just
on
like
that fucking
Bill Clinton's into 15-year-olds.
Whoa. What in tarnation? Check this out.
What?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
I thought you were balking at my Bill Clinton.
No, no, no. I was like, what is that?
Wait.
Well, this is the other thing. Clinton. This is the frustrating thing about this, too. Frustrating or good thing, right, is, you know, there's a post on here, too, that says a positive note. It's liberals, conservatives, and then conspiracy theorists, and they're all united by Epstein. And this is the thing is, like, Bill Clinton, like, we blame Bill Clinton. We look at Bill Clinton, we go, oh, Bill Clinton and Epstein. But then Trump is also deeply Epsteined, right? So we both sides are going like, this Epstein guy really had his fucking, has dick in the jar of both sides of the coin here.
I think the big reveal of all of it is at a certain level of control and power, it doesn't matter what the fuck political party you're in.
Nope.
Right.
You're just, you know, in it for the control and to have access to young nubiles.
Yes.
I mean, that seems to be the one constant throughout history. It's like old, powerful men and like young
girls.
Ultimate
is going to be pedophilia for these people.
I don't understand why.
I don't either.
This continues to be one of those things I don't, there's some things I get. You know what I mean? I get,
you get that Magic Johnson didn't have AIDS.
I understand that Magic Johnson didn't have AIDS. They're just facts, right? Some things are just facts. Magic Johnson didn't have AIDS. But, like, I don't understand the weird pedophilia power move. Because the only thing that I could maybe explain it is, or the only thing I can maybe explain that would justify, not justify it, but, like, justify how it works in the power structure is because it's such an abominable thing, the idea that you can do it and get away with it is the expression of power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what gets you off is the idea that I have enough power to do the most taboo thing all the fucking time and openly, you know?
It also feels like a dominance thing too. The more weak your subject is, the stronger you are.
You can dominate anyone. You know what I mean? Why would you want to dominate the weakest link?
Because it feels the most dominant.
Here's an interesting thought experiment. This is going to be a wildly controversial thought experiment.
We are a pretty controversial.
But this is an interesting thing. If we're talking about the logic that we're talking about right now, right?
Mm. Al Roker covered it this morning on the Today Show.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
No!
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Those puss hounds, dude. They would never dive into this.
That's MSM. That's mainstream media there.
That's MSN. Word.
MSM.
That's
mainstream media.
MSNBC.
Yeah. MSNBC.
So here's a controversial
thought. Our parent
thought.
Company.
Why, if, and maybe this Shut is up. Part of the same thing, but, you know, if the ultimate power move is taking advantage of somebody that is the lowest, most taboo thing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be people that are, like, have mental retardation problems?
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you think's more taboo? Oh,
because of retard strength. I mean, that's one reason.
Okay. Yeah, see, I said it with absolute sincerity, and then you took it to a weird place.
And made a great joke out of it. Yeah. What
excellent. Excellent.
But you know what I mean? Like,
you set it up. That's like, and I'm not
saying that's a real, like, clearly that's not a real proposition, but like, if the idea.
Sorry, my joke is still making me laugh. It's
pretty good. If the idea is that you do that because. Yeah. It's the most taboo thing. Wouldn't it be more taboo
to like fuck a cow?
Yeah, like, honestly,
there a fucking
bestiality is even more.
Because I think humans are fucking creeps.
No, because yes, but also cows aren't conscious in the way humans are.
Yeah, because I guess you're taking advantage. You're dominating someone's psyche.
Cow's kind of like what? Like cow has its. Like a farmer's hands in its stomach. Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the other thing about, I guess the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. So part of it is also the fact that there's a rich history of cultures sacrificing youth as like a building block.
There's something about like fresh,
like nubile virgin,
virgin, all that shit. I mean, it's in the fucking Quran or whatever, right? It's this idea is like in the Bible. It's like been around for a billion.
Yeah. We've been obsessed with it apparently for a while.
I mean, that makes sense, but I guess that there's also, cause you know, Jeffrey Epstein was also, what do you call it when they want to like live forever and they want to
L. Ron Hubbard.
Cokehead?
I would have lived forever.
He was
you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He was like whatever that movement is. But
he
was like Dr. Evil.
Yeah. But
like,
there's also an element of attaching yourself to historically powerful people. Have you guys seen The Family yet? That new documentary on Netflix, by the way. You guys gotta watch it. It's fucking insane.
One?
It's called The Family. It's about the Christian family network that dominates, or not the Christian family network, but like the group of Christians that dominate global politics, and it's fucking insanely corrupt and it's whatever.
They're like the NRA,
but for Christianity. But their whole thing is there are chosen people, right? And the idea of chosen people has been around for a long period of time. So I think that there's also, you know, it's been well documented that like pedophilia was like a Roman concept and it was legal. And, you know, I think actually I remember hearing, I don't remember where.
Italians love kids. It's one of the things.
I remember somebody saying.
With French bread, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Woo.
Pedophilia.
It's
kind of a shitty part of the culture that like Italian food is, everyone's like, oh, the food, the art, the cars, the clothes. And the pedophilia.
And Catholic pedophilia. But I think at one point, if I remember correctly, I heard on a podcast that there at one time was a like fetishist magazines that would just like, you know, circulate like anything else in San Fran or whatever of pedophilia.
Yeah.
But it was kind of legal at the time. I think it's like a relatively new-ish law or something.
We could also find out by calling NAMBLA.
Like, I bet they would have those stats. I'm honestly afraid to search it right now because of that fucking Google thing that came up.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I feel like as a woman, it's a little easier for me. Yeah. When did pedophilia become
illegal? But I remember hearing that, and it just harkens back to when it used to, it feels like it was part of like an old school, like Roman Empire, Egyptian Empire, like power move. So a lot of these people... Like Trump is a great example, right? Where they kind of go, I'm the latest in a long line of historically important people. Yeah. And so they try to attach themselves to those movements back in the day, right? Where it's like, I'm drinking out of the cup that Socrates drank out of, right?
Yeah.
Like I am one with Socrates, right? God. And so I would imagine that's probably part of the power concept as well.
Yeah.
Is like when you were in that state of power. I mean, you know, Prince Andrew is associated with this, right? Like he's fucking royal in England, right? That's like that's the ultimate hierarchical royal.
I initially thought Chelsea Clinton killed Epstein.
Right. Yeah.
Then I moved up that it was Hillary. Then I said, no, it's definitely Bill. Uh-huh. But then I said, it's probably the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
It goes all the way to the
top. No one would expect
that. You know who it is, though? It's the king. Ah, it's that big fat guy that was walking behind right. in that meme, that absolute unit meme.
That was.
He's the one who did it.
That was the funniest picture.
Can you imagine? So he
so
like,
funny.
He walks in and he like takes off his jacket and he's just absolutely yoked.
Fucking
he looks
massive.
Like The Rock. Yeah.
He's like filled with air and he's just like, we're doing this.
Oh my God.
You didn't see that coming. Mission Impossible.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't.
Who else? I mean, there's got to be, strange, you know, like man. there's
the
probably some powerful
the other Kardashians,
all the Chinese dictators, the Russians well, were probably there. Yeah. The Russians kill people like it's breakfast.
I mean,
eggs.
But this is yeah. but this is the thing is like every this is another interesting
Coney,
thing about this is like the people.
Coney 2012. It was could have been him.
Could have been him. The people that are
remember
that are,
guy?
That are linked to this. It's all a Western concept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Western, you see a little bit of Middle Eastern, but it's like mostly again.
Western,
it's like
Middle Eastern.
Prince Andrew, the fucking guy who runs Victoria's Secret.
Well, like, yeah. Okay. I got an idea.
Jeff Epstein.
In the Western world, it's not considered okay to basically have virgin slaves and use them for sex. Where I think
right.
a lot of, like in
oh,
Saudi
right.
Arabia,
yeah. mm-hmm. that's part of it.
It's part of it.
That
like
is
in
part of it.
Fucking yeah. Dubai, the guy's like, got like wives and harems.
Yeah, they're like, we don't need to have
that's
a secret
public.
Pedophile ring.
You know
we
what?
Just,
yeah, it's
are
just,
allowed to fuck kids.
It's just in our rule book.
That's like, really
I don't mean
so,
everybody in the Middle East, obviously.
You know, those cultures tend to be older. Now, we're newer and wiser. We've been around. Like, we would never bring those old ideas.
Self-enlightened.
Yeah. But yeah. We pretend to be woke,
but then,
and then all our rich people get to do it.
Well, the need or the... I guess desire is still there for some reason. So yeah. Is it built into like the hierarchy of alpha male?
Right.
In, you know, probably
well, I mean,
a little bit.
There's a pretty interesting.
But legally, it's obviously not kosher with the society.
I mean, that's, you bring up a fascinating
always do.
Question,
always
right? Where,
do.
Which is like the.
Who killed this, Magic Johnson?
Nobody killed Magic Johnson. Wait, left.
What?
Yeah. What?
You know what? Cardiac disease.
Yeah.
Too many
cardiac disease. Yeah, AIDS actually killed him. It turns out he did die of AIDS.
It
yeah.
was AIDS.
So I think that there is, this kind of goes back to the Hong Kong thing a little bit, right? Where our version of what this conspiracy is may be, and I don't know, but like I'm very curious as what the conversation is like in other countries that are not Western, right?
Yeah.
Because if, you know, if you go to China or if you go to Russia, Or Saudi Arabia or whatever,
probably
if they're
say,
talking about this, they might be talking about it with this, like, you know, like, I think we mentioned this about China a few weeks ago, where it's like, if you know, we did a pod, something happened in China. Oh, it was the wave, that giant wave, remember?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, people may have died, but in America, that's, like, huge fucking news.
Right.
And then in China, it's kind of like, whoops, moving on, right? So there is something really interesting about how maybe other cultures could be talking about this, because I have no idea, but we know for sure that, like, you know, the polygamy, like things like that are kind of cultural ideas.
Yeah.
That maybe they don't fucking care. They view this and you guys
think,
like, oh, you guys are upset at this guy for being a rich guy that has like
yes.
that has sex with 16-year-old women. Like,
I think we seem
what the fuck are you talking about?
I think we seem extremely naive to especially
so.
Europeans.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Like, this is what happens in power structures.
Yeah.
Not to mention, like, you know, we're this sort of puritanical
right.
country
True.
Where all these, like, people, I told you guys about this on another
right.
pod. Like, when I went to Asia for the first time, and you start to see
right.
the level of public prostitution.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
In the beginning, you're like, what, like, oh my God, like, you sort of like shudder.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
you clutch your pearls, as
right.
they say. After 2 weeks, you're like, oh, that's just how it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I think the rest of the world, like, because we don't have a lot of that stuff in our face.
Right.
It's like, we do seem naive, I think, to the rest of the
yeah,
world.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the same. I mean, this is.
We're protected. We're nannied a little bit.
This is such a fascinating
byproduct. To keep us working for the man.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is, again, an interesting byproduct of the American media, the way that we spread our own American ideals across the rest of the world, right? Where something like this happens and we feel like right now we're talking about it is the biggest news in the world by far. Like
yeah.
this was the most high profile prisoner and he killed himself. He committed suicide in quotes, right? And everybody goes, no, there's no fucking way he did that. Meanwhile, in Russia, this happens like weekly. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
exactly.
somebody goes like, do you know that Putin has sex with kids? And then they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
And everybody just goes, he should have said that. I mean, why? Yeah. What do you expect is going to happen?
Like, it's like, we all know, but you just don't say it, guys.
Exactly. And I wonder, obviously, we wonder how that happens elsewhere. I'm very curious, you know, when it comes to the Hong Kong protests.
Bi-curious?
I'm basically what I'm saying, guys, is I'm bi-curious.
Hey, so, cool, man.
Yeah, and I'm bi-coastal.
I am bi-coastal.
Which is great.
But I'm very curious as to how, like, it's kind of in the same way that the, you know, be the America that Hong Kong thinks you are.
Yeah. Right.
There's a little bit of the, like, our ideals are set up in a way where we go, this will not stand.
Yeah.
This is, and like then, when,
you know, like, the rest of the world goes like, wow, you guys care about that still. Holy shit. Like, good for you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
This is like when the kid.
Like precious.
Yeah.
The 12-year-old kid finally finds his superhero God.
Yeah.
And he like walks in and the guy's like jerking off and doing coke and like eating Doritos.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're the guy who's the hero. And the guy's like, not anymore.
Right.
Now I'm fat and pissed and I'm on pills and
coke. That was in the 80s.
That was in the 80s. Yeah. And his hair is like, and it's like, that's kind of America now.
Totally.
And this, they're like the kid who looks up to you.
I
and
still want
like,
to believe. Yeah.
Be that person. And this is the great part of the movie when America gets off the couch and they're like, all right. And the training montage begins.
Yeah.
And they start punching the beam.
Yeah. Boom. Let's get down to business.
Kick on the music.
No, exactly.
It would be great for America to have that. We need a training montage.
Dude, honestly,
it's time to get off the couch.
It is accidentally extremely profound idea.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like that is something where I feel like in the plot arc of America, particularly as it pertains to Hong Kong.
We could probably apply it to the Rocky.
Right. And maybe this is just the cocaine-laced Capo Zeta rosé talking right
That's
now.
Why it's good is because it's got cocaine in
it's
it.
It's got sulfates, dude.
That's what we love about Capo.
Yeah.
You know what Capo stands for in Peruvian?
What?
Cocaina.
Cocaine. Capocaina.
But I do think that there's a really profound connection between what is happening in with the way we talk about Epstein and the way that the Hong Kong protests, their relationship with America's version of what democracy is supposed to be, right? Like we feel like we're a devolving, failing state right now. And, you know, we see a place like Hong Kong that's basically being like, hey guys, like we still believe.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a little bit like get up, Mr. America, get up.
Oh,
you know?
And then worse, you know what? I feel like the attitude.
I'm inspired. I love an underdog story.
We're like old Rocky or old whatever. And we're like, you know what? I didn't win the championship, but hell, you are going to do it. You've got the guff.
And the greatest
Hong Kong,
part.
You could be the America we always wanted to be.
Yeah.
America has always was all. I don't know if they've always been an underdog, but for a long time, I think we think we're underdogs and we love the underdog
We've
story.
Loved we thrived, that narrative.
On, we thrived on the underdog.
We love that
story,
narrative.
And we are not the underdog anymore.
We're fucking, I mean, you know, we've won too many fights. We're high on the hog. We're fat. We're lazy.
Yeah, we're fat.
We got to get whipped into shape.
Yeah.
We got to, someone's got to drop us off in the snow and make us chop logs.
Dude. Right.
Yeah.
It's time. Let's get it on.
All right.
Woo.
Woo.
So vote for Chelsea Clinton for president.
I don't know who I'm voting for.
LeBron James for president. That's my
definitely.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to see like a rich independent like internet person get into it now. I think that'd be
cool. Jeffrey Epstein was my guy until he fucking died. So
the Jepster.
I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
No.
Now. Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah. Mm. So should we? I don't know if there's anything we can add to the Epstein thing that hasn't already been said by every actual news. And we do need to talk a little bit about Marina Joyce. So I don't know if you want to. Should we talk about Marina Joyce before we get fresh, bro?
Let me know, because I feel like Marina Joyce can be a pretty quickie.
Let's talk about Marina.
So remember in 2016 when Marina Joyce went missing for a while, there was all this stuff about like she was saying help under her breath and there were guns in the background of her videos. We did an episode on it. Go check it out.
Right.
So she actually went missing again, I think like last week for 9 days, during which the internet was like, holy shit, like,
it's gone.
You know,
she's gotten Epstein.
Yeah, she's gotten taken. And then she was found safe and all that. So great.
is that the end of it?
I'm really glad that she is not dead or kidnapped right now. Police went to her house and were like, yeah, we've determined there's like everything's cool. She's fine.
Police are just like, she's been on Twitch for the last like 48 hours. Like, have you guys not been
watching it? So I like, I personally started looking into more Marina Joy stuff because my first reaction is, oh my God, this girl is wacky. Then, like, the more I read, it's like, no, she's like, she's probably really, really, really sick.
I think that's probably the reality.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like she's maybe a little.
She's got mental illness and it sucks because it's clearly not getting better.
I think she has like the 1,000-yard stare.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She does.
And so I think
doesn't that mean like antidepressants, et cetera?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Like Britney Spears' eyes. She's like drugged out of her gourd.
She seems heavily medicated.
She does.
Either heavily medicated or just like manic and confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, once you get on that medicine train, we all know about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
NyQuil, choo-choo.
So there was some stuff.
But she could be streaky on her, you know, her pill taking, right?
Yeah.
Where she's on, she's off.
Maybe she went off her meds or something, you know, like it can happen.
Right.
So have you guys ever heard of the gamer influencer Etika, E-T-I-K-A. He's like a YouTuber who played a lot of Nintendo stuff. He was an influencer who started to kind of be similar to Marina Joyce and that started acting a little weird and erratic. In October last year, he forced YouTube to ban his account by uploading porn to his main YouTube channel.
Oh, cool. Suicide by cop for YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
He streamed a standoff with a New York police officer at his apartment after they called because he posted a photo on Twitter of himself holding a gun. And like with every one of these weird reactions, because he was such like an energetic, outrageous kind of character, everyone's just like laughing my ass off. Ha ha ha. And he killed himself. He killed himself this year.
They're like, where was the cry for help? He's like, every second Tuesday was a cry for help.
And a lot of people on Reddit who've been like seeing the Marina Joy stuff have been like, guys, did we already forget Etika who literally died 2 months ago? Like, come on.
A bigger idea to this point, maybe some cultural implications are, if you're online, like I think what I'm getting is a lot of people's behavior online isn't necessarily psychologically healthy.
Yeah.
Like you posting pictures of yourself like half naked twice a day for people who don't know you to that being your existence is not a psychological well-being. That's like fucking how many percentage of young people now?
Yeah.
So
that's true. Yeah.
If
you're already kind of a unique brain.
So point is if Etika didn't get called out for his behavior, if people aren't like raising their hand going, hey, this doesn't seem right the way people are acting online.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and the fact that these businesses are like making money off of it and people just kind of aren't speaking up.
Yeah.
You kind of go like, are we sort of pushing mental psychopathy on people and then making money off of it and not saying anything when they'd kill themselves? Like,
yeah. And that's actually kind of interesting because that whole conversation about like, you know, YouTube makes a ton of money off of these people. YouTube has actually started to address it by coming up with different programs, I think, internally that help creators, YouTube creators, with their mental health and remind and basically give them like a little bit of security and like, you know, like it's okay to take a minute for yourself if you are not feeling cool. Like you're not going to lose followers on our account. We will, you know, protect you in that way.
This is like the warning sign on
cigarettes.
Talking
about DigiReddit, right? Like we will protect you.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose followers from us.
This is the warning sign on cigarettes though. Right. It's like, they're like, hey guys, you know, warning. Well, like keep doing it.
Yeah,
you know
but keep doing it.
But don't stop doing it.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, take a deep breath.
Just wait till we invent a new technology and then you can smoke a different way.
Totally.
But like, you know, like then you can quit.
Yeah. And then you see a lot of young people and probably a lot of other old people just being like trolls in the comments for these people. Like, that's another thing. You know, if you know something's up, like obviously the big corporations aren't going to really care, but you don't have to post something mean, you know?
Right.
And that's what people are saying is like the first step is you don't really need to be a dick to these people when they're clearly struggling. That's the first step. Just don't post that nasty thing.
I just. Oh.
Sorry, we're getting we got a capo refill.
Capo refill, capo spill. I just don't fucking, I don't understand people's impulses to be mean to people online. I don't get it.
Me neither.
If you're going to be mean to boomers, do it over a podcast. That's what I always say.
And if you're trying to have fun, sext. You know, like, right. I don't, if you're trying to go after this fun high, then right. fucking, like,
can we have that bumper sticker?
If you're trying to have fun, just sex. I don't understand why you got to be mean. Like, you're sadists. People who do that are just like, why?
So all of what you just said is what we want to put on the bumper sticker? Yeah.
Okay, I'll tape it out real quick.
I like it.
I think we've sold our most precious resource in young, formidable minds to these tech companies that are just like, keep it up. Keep that bad behavior up. And we'll just like keep making money off of it. It's like, that's kind of what it is.
Well, we've done.
And you can talk to your aunt in like Muskogee.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a place?
You know what?
Probably. Yeah,
I'd be very interested to see how early tobacco ads worked, right? Because I feel like I think it's really easy and appropriate to equate how social media works nowadays with how tobacco companies work, right? Where it is an addiction. It's a bad addiction that can do terrible things to somebody. But, you know, there is an upside, right? There is an original reason why this stuff existed, right? So I would be very curious as a case study on how tobacco
social media is to creep out
it.
On girls that dumped you.
Yeah.
Tobacco is also
that's a good thing. Yeah,
that's right.
No, I think, but I think, you know, like connecting with people and, you know, forming communities. I mean, all that stuff is very valid and very good. So I wonder if
what you just said is the marketing talking in a way. I think a part of you is like regurgitating
marketing talk. Yeah.
I mean, it's about the community. Yeah. It's how much community,
right?
How much better is your life because of it? I mean, versus your actual friends that you see in real life?
I would say objectively speaking, my life is worse because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Facebook is a little bit of a toss bag because I think that the groups are hilarious and I no longer get any real value out of it. So everything I do is kind of like observational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Twitter is like kind of somewhere in between. I feel like I get a lot of like actual news from Twitter.
Information.
Yeah.
Weirdly, Twitter has become the least cancerous of the bunch.
Isn't that weird?
It's very strange. Yeah. Mm. And I think it's...
I feel like we've already seen the worst of Twitter, you know?
Yeah.
And we know what it is, and it's Trump, and we're fine with it
now. And it's not really making any substantive attempts to innovate itself.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of... It feels at this point like it's a utility.
Yeah.
Versus, like, Instagram is engineering different ways to appeal to our animal brains that destroy us, right?
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
Let's make a pact right here that we're all getting off our computers and we're just moving to typewriters. We're going to quit our jobs and march on Washington.
Done.
And then we're going to send pipe bombs to random people in the mail.
God, the uniformer, you guys. Like he...
I won't even finish that. Oh, man, the manifesto. Love it.
Yeah,
got it tattooed on my right cheek.
The Unabomber, right?
Woo! Yeah. Ha-ha!
Yeah, no, not the Unabomber yet. I have his manifesto. I've never read it though, but I don't really sympathize with the Unabomber. That's the thing. Like, I understand. Like, I get some of his things that have happened, but like,
Unabomber's like
there's
Thanos.
So fucking many people that have said the same thing.
Yeah.
With like less of a stupid objective in the way they execute their idea.
Yeah, I feel like he's Thanos because he individually is not suffering from the horrible side effects of technology and stuff. Like he seemed like he was like a teacher. He was like,
yeah, he was a fucking genius mathematician.
Yeah. He was living a cushy life, but he was like, it's my responsibility to even the scales.
It'd be great to see if he like got rich off of his smarts, like Jeff Bezos style.
Right.
And then was like, all I'm going to do with my money is buy billboards and like fund pieces of art that say my message.
Yeah.
So it's like my manifesto, but in small chunks, all over the fucking country.
Yep.
Because I got the money to do it and I got the time. And then I'm going to slowly just change your mind.
Well, that's the grand. I mean, that's
what I do.
I mean, that's the grand.
$1 million.
The grand capitalist issue, right? Where it's like, you know, it's easy to be like, if the Unabomber wasn't a mathematician and became a businessman, like imagine the world that he would have created. But, you know, if he would have done that, I mean, the same logic, like if Jeff Bezos would have just been a mathematician, then maybe he would have become a curmudgeonly Unabomber type.
So don't do math. Maybe. Is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're saying is don't do math.
Avoid STEM.
Avoid STEM. Avoid. Don't. We're just saying, like, don't study science.
Don't study science.
Don't study science. Don't study.
What's it going to do for you? Really?
It's a great question. Nobody's really ever answered it. You know,
you already have a microwave. What else do you need science for?
It's propaganda, dude.
Think about it.
Epstein was killed.
Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. All right. Okay. So let's hit a couple randoms to close this bad boy out.
Let's do it. I got a good one. Brand new sentence.
Oh, brand new sentence is fucking rad.
That's fun. This one's funny. The letter Q comes up way too early in the alphabet. We're not ready for it where it's currently placed. It belongs with fellow avant-garde acts X, Y, and Z deep in after the mainstream.
I mean,
what? That makes so much sense to me.
I do not disagree.
I mean, it's true.
How does it go again?
X, Y.
Wait, how does the alphabet go?
Can you say what's right before Q?
How
do you access middle letters?
That's a good question, actually.
I have to start from the beginning sometime and like rip through if it's like deep in the middle.
You go L-M-N-O-P.
Ah, okay.
L-M-N-O.
So you got to.
P-Q. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I got to start. I have to start A every time.
When I was a kid,
I have to start.
When I was a kid, I trained myself to say the alphabet backwards.
Just in case. Because you plan on being a drunk driver.
Yeah, just in case I got pulled over as a drunk driver.
I'm from Ohio. The chances are I'm going to be a drunk driver.
But I, because of that, I used to get the alphabet very confused. Like, I had a really hard time telling the alphabet because I only knew it backwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was always like, oh, yeah, A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z. No, wait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, I really, really, really freaked me out.
No kidding. Like, learning to walk again.
We got there. You got a Montez?
I got one beer, and I think I don't have two, but I can pour you some in your wine glass.
Mine tastes APA. No, I'm good. I don't want to eat your crummy beer.
Crummy hooch. Wait, so
crummy hooch.
So what's before Q?
L-M-N-O-P-Q. P.
P. P is a pretty, like, generic. Everyone's got a first name with the letter P. Paul, Peter, Perry.
Paul, Peter, Perry, like all the Peter names.
This is
all the P names.
Here's a fun
but you're
one.
Right. Q just kind of comes out of nowhere and it doesn't make any sense.
Does
there's
not
no
belong
words
there.
Called Q.
And then things get so fucking, things go off the rails by the end. And it's like, that's where Q should be. It's the weirdest one. It's not important.
Vinyl releases, I feel like, is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I've had
vinyl's coming back. You know?
It is coming back.
And I just saw a Joe Coy comedy album special. I filmed a thing with Joe Coy the other night.
Oh.
I watched a special last night also. Guy's hilarious.
You did one with him?
I was working on this project and I was doing something with him in the room and before one of his shows, but he's got vinyl now that he's pushing vinyl for his shows. It's pretty cool. Like
vinyl. So he has
vinyl releases. Vinyl. So this is a sub about new kinds of vinyl that are coming or sorry, new properties, whatever they are, to vinyl.
New vinyl releases.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a quirky special thing, right?
Like, I like it.
Not everybody would do this.
I like it. I'm into that. All right, cool. Well, this has been good. It's good to be back. Back after a week. Little night pod action. So this is Did You Reddit? My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day. Remember to leave a couple teeth under the pillow for the lamb man.
He doesn't
Whoa, lamb man. It doesn't sound like
lamb man should be a sticker.
Yeah, we need to make stickers. We do have stickers coming out at some point. It's all on Dog Boobs to make them. So
I made three.
Make the lamb man stickers.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Bye.